At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We're all given a mission. It's the very reason we were born. We are all the embodiment of someone's hopes, dreams, aspirations, someone's prayers. There are people who have made a sacrifice. Many of us carry the names of someone of significance, of importance in the family. It's because they expect us to be an individual, but to live up to the namesake that we were given. Be impactful, to be important, to carry on a legacy, to leave some kind of imprint on earth that is proof that you were here, that their sacrifice was not in vain, that everything that was given to you was for your development. Whatever it is that you are called to do, you have an obligation and a responsibility to give your all. To give your all means to give absolutely everything you have. To wring out the cloth of life until there's not a drip left of what you could have been.
You know what crazy means? Crazy means that you have the ability to see things that other people can't. That's what crazy means. And if you're not f***ing crazy, you're never going to succeed at anything in life. Everybody has got to be a little bit off. Anybody that's something, that's done something successful, anybody that's done something great, they don't think like anybody else.
People give themselves an excuse all the time when they say he's built different. Well, if you mean he gets up earlier, he stays later. He does stuff for others. He asks questions. He's humble. He works really hard when no one's around. Then yeah, he's built different. You wake up earlier than people. You stay later than people. You ask questions. You be a good person. You care about others. You stay humble. You work harder than anyone when no one's there. I guarantee someone that feels bad about themselves soon will label you as he's built different. He's built different should be your label because people feel bad about themselves.
If I've given my all, if I've pushed them to the limits, and even if someone else wins, they had to be a damn good version of themselves to beat you. Because you gave your best. But whatever it is that you've lost in, it wasn't really a loss. It was a learning place. It was an opportunity for you to develop something better about yourself, to taste defeat. You needed that taste so that you would lose the appetite for it. We have to go through ups and downs, wins, losses, because when we lose, we have to make sure we don't get addicted to losing. We can't begin to say that I'm a victim because of someone else. I'd have been more, I would have become more, if only. There is no if only when you're the one and only person responsible for your greatness.
So the only way we get to that ultimate version of ourselves is by replacing ourselves and growing all the time. This has to become an addiction for you. It has to become an emergency. For too many of us, we'd like to grow. And every time you don't make it an emergency, it's not a crisis. You're not in a hurry. It's almost like, if I don't do this, I will die. You never get there. And the truth is, whether you know it or not, you are either growing or you are dying. And so you are dying if you're not growing.
The one thing that you have to understand about mental toughness, there is no one thing. You know what? Every time you decided not to take the right path, you know why you didn't do it?
because it was too damn hard.
You want to be able to have a name that lives. The only way you're going to do that is create memories by impacting the lives of others. It's in you. In order to pull it out of you, you're going to have to go deeper, though. Deeper than the layer of quitting. Deeper than the layer of being frustrated. Because one day is not promised. Today is. And since you're in it, you might as well own it.
That's why people don't take the right path. That's why you ask, what's the one thing? Boy, don't we wish it was that simple. There's no one rule to success. There's no one rule to winning. Those rules are endless. Mental toughness is a continuing battle of what's going on in your head. There's a mental war that goes on in here that you must fight every single day.
We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? When you guys find a fear, that fear will either create you or destroy you. I love fear. And the reason why, behind every fear is the person you want to be. Fear is self-imposed, meaning it doesn't exist. You create it, you can destroy it too. It's an intangible.
You can't always acquire the things you want. You can't always just go get the car or the house or the relationship you'd want. But you are in control of acquiring the next version of you. And that requires being uncomfortable. That requires growth.
The mind has to be stronger than the feelings because that's what the dark side requires you to do. That's what...
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It requires you to make decisions, not suggestions. And when you make decisions, you have to answer the hard questions. These days, people aren't willing to make decisions. They want others to make decisions for them, because when others make decisions for you, you always have an out. You can blame that person.
Carpe diem about seize the day. You own the day. Why not take an ownership of it? Take the title deed of life and make it your own. Let people know that there is something unique about you that will ring long after the days that you have taken your last breath. Invest in relationships. Allow yourself to heal. Forgive yourself for the mistakes you made when you were in your survival mode, because you've grown from them. You've learned, and now you're the best version of yourself. What do you do after a loss? You have to take an inventory of what mistakes that were made. What could you have done? Whether you want to admit it or not, your mind will play the whole game on replay. Was it a play that you could have made? Is it a moment that you could have done something different? Had you put in one more rep? Had you been a little bit stronger? Did you get overpowered by someone? Did you underestimate the opponent? Why did you lose?
Every morning, every day of our lives, we have choices to make. You have the choice to stay in bed, to say, forget it, I'm not gonna work out today, or forget it, I'm not gonna work hard today. You always have a choice every single day of your life, so make the right decision.
You were born to do something great with your life. You're supposed to do something special, and you're gonna. I can promise you that you have all the potential in the world within you. And I know the rest of the world is probably telling you constantly to be average, to be ordinary. You know, there's different haters you have in your life. There's people who put you in your box. There's people who overlook you, that make you feel invisible. You're not even who you've already been in your life. Your past does not equal your future. Your present does not equal your future. And I just want to remind you officially that you can do something great with your life, and that you're destined to do something great with your life, and that you were born for a reason. So important that you know that you hear that from me today, and that you begin to believe it about yourself. Because if you don't believe that about yourself, there's no chance it's going to happen.
You can find an excuse of why you lost, or you can call it a lesson. Instead of saying I lost, start saying I got a lesson today, I learned today. When I see them again, they will see just how valuable that lesson was for them. We don't walk away from losses, we learn from them.
Don't allow fear of failure and the allure, the attractiveness of playing it safe in life to draw you in. You can't get out of life alive. You got to die to leave here.
You're holding on to something. You're either holding on to an addiction that's holding you back, or you're holding on to a habit that you refuse to let go. There's an individual that's very close to you. It could be a family member. It could be in a relationship. It could be one of your closest friends. You should have made that decision a long time ago, but that's when your feelings are stronger than your mind. Your mind has to be stronger than the feelings, because that's what the dark side requires you to do. That's what winning requires. It requires you to make decisions, not suggestions. And when you make decisions, you have to answer the hard question. These days, people aren't willing to make decisions. They want others to make decisions for them, because when others make decisions for you, you always have an out. You can blame that person. You can blame that individual. This lifestyle, it's not for everyone. It's extremely intense. But I'm telling you, this is what the most successful individuals, they all go through this. Not just once, numerous times.
When I need you to protect your dreams, I need you to protect your vision. It's yours. And the things that we live, that's in our soul, the things that give us energy, it multiplies our life. But some of us, we've allowed opinions, we allow people that don't know what's best for us to tell us how to live our life. We allow people to put them on us. We allow people to project their limitations on us, and we start to live a limited life. At some point, you stop believing. At some point, you stop protecting your vision. At some point, you stop protecting your dreams, and you start to live the life that opinions created for you. You start to live a life that circumstances created for you, but you didn't live the life, and you're not living the life that God created for you. Don't allow circumstances to lie to you. Don't allow opinions to lie to you. Don't allow time to lie to you.
We take notes about what was the difference between winning and losing. Was it an inch of effort? Was it an ounce of sweat? Was it a matter of heart? And if it was, the pain you felt when you found that loss, the moment you thought about how that felt about losing, the embarrassment, the frustration, the disappointment. If I lose on a day, I don't lose my worth. My value is guaranteed. I have a spark of divinity given to me by God. I don't lose that if I lose a game. I don't lose that if I lose a job. I don't lose any of those things. I only lost in this moment.
It says, we have no right to ask when a sorrow comes, why did this happen to me? Unless we ask the same question for every joy that comes our way. We have no right to ask when a sorrow comes, why did this happen to me? Unless we ask the same question when joy comes our way. Mm-hmm. Because I believe, like, when you're really trying to accomplish something or become something different, there's supposed to be challenges present. It's supposed to be opposition present. It's supposed to be adversity present. When you're really trying to become something different, every next level of my life demands a new version of me. It's supposed to be challenges present, right? Like if you just can become the same person over and over and over because no obstacles, no opposition, you ain't growing. You're regressing, right? I firmly believe in the thought process every single day you're either becoming better or you're becoming worse.
Same with our lives. If we're doing something great with our life, it's going to take us 6 months to a year to see the positive result. And so don't let your ego get in the way of saying, man, I'm doing all this stuff but it's not working. There's a delayed gratification coming. At the same time, if you are winning right now, don't stop doing the things that got you where you are because you're only 90 to 120 days away from a setback. This is how the ego gets us.
Become unapologetic of who the fuck you are in your life. If you get after it, you're a hard fucker, get after it. You gotta make yourself better than what you think you are. And what that requires is people not understand you, not know you, not get you at all. Look at you like you're off. Look at you like you have a problem. Be unapologetic.
How you bounce back will tell you just how tall you can one day stand. There is no shame in falling, for a just man will fall 7 times, but he will rise up on the 8th. All of us will feel some hurt, but there are some hurts that can be so much of a discomfort, so much of a pain, so much of a problem that you don't want to go forward. The thing about hurt is that when it's there, it's a constant reminder. It's a stopping point. It's something that wants to keep you from moving forward. And so you will focus on the hurt rather than the obstacle in front of you. You see, you're going to have obstacles in life whether you're hurt or not. But if you stay focused on your hurt and you want to play life so that you have safety, like, I'm safe if as long as I don't press the button that would cause me to get up. What's the button? The button of go, the button of get up, the button of get after, the button of no matter what, I've got to keep going. You're going to hurt whether you lay in the bed or whether you get up and you take control.
You guys need to understand what you don't have to do. All right, you don't have to work hard, you don't have to eat right, you don't have to sleep right, you don't have to do more than what's required of you, you don't have to be a good leader. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. But you also don't have to win, you don't have to be a success in life. So the greatest things in life take sacrifice and discipline. And that's why so few people achieve great things. Because they don't want to sacrifice, they don't want to discipline. So you see all these people that have great things in life that you look up to? It's because they were sacrificed and disciplined long before you ever knew them. So don't get mad later when you created your whole storm and then it starts raining on you.
You don't want to ever put yourself in a situation where you have a limited vision and you're only using a limited amount of your talents, of your skills, and of your abilities. And I'm saying to you, You want to make it today? It's necessary for you to constantly look at ways of getting better. Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, and it's necessary for you to challenge yourself to go after to get better and leverage relationships that can help you get to where you want to go, but it's you. The major key to your reaching your dream, your living up to your greatness, your making your contribution is you. If people are positive, that's great. You don't have any opposition, that's great. But the major key to your making things happen in your life is you.
You see, here's the thing about hurts. The reason why we don't go forward is because hurts trigger memories. Memories of when we failed before. And because most of us are afraid of failing. In fact, that used to be a reason why I say the reason why I'm going forward in life, the reason why I'm chasing greatness, is because I have a fear of failure. But the fear of failure is really crippling, because you'll still play it extremely safe. You will do your best not to be around people that will hold you accountable. You got to get past that. You got to grieve over the things you've lost and say, man, I messed up there. Learn from it. But you can get up and get over the hurt.
A lot of us give total control to life. We don't have any control of it. We just give all control to life. A healthy body gives you a healthy mind. So if you go into battle, you want to go into battle with the right mindset.
The hurt isn't what you focus on. Two things can be true at the same time. I need to win, I want to win, and I also hurt. Whichever side you're going to feed is the side that will win. Focus on your wins.
If you don't go through failure, if you don't go through hard work, if you don't go through sacrifice, if you don't go through your faith being tested, if you don't go through loyalty issues, if you don't go through fights, you don't really love something if you can't bounce back from it. So all these words are attached to the word love to me. So if I say I love you, that means I have been through the ringer with you, and I'm willing to love you even still.
If it's gonna hurt anyway, then you might as well get up and get over. Because one thing that kicks in when you start going, adrenaline. Adrenaline is like the momentum that comes from the inside that leaks on the outside. People can see it, that in spite of what you don't have, you can lose a limb, you can lose a person, you're like, you lose things, but no matter what you have, as long as you still have your will, you can get up, you can go, you can overcome. It's gonna hurt. But there's nothing like having success to wash away those hurts.
You're not gonna wake up every day and feel great. You're not gonna wanna go to work all the time. You get tired, you get sore, and it probably one of the two is always the case. You're sore or tired. I think it's important, that's the most highest level opportunity you have to create confidence.
Some of us have been told that you would have never amounted to anything. You've had people during your early development that would speak negative over your life. And the problem is, you believed them. You've allowed them to live rent-free in the back of your mind without any kind of eviction. There comes a point in time where you have to serve that notice. It has outlived its purpose in your life, and it was never true. You have had value from the day you were born, from that very first breath.
If the game of break go against you, don't let up, put on more steam. If the game of break goes against you, don't let up, put on more steam. In life, with your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, the things that you seek to do, the things that you aspire to do, the things that you want to accomplish, never forget first and foremost how brilliant you are. Never forget the people that played a part in you getting in this position. Never forget what you're made out of. But on the road to success, on the road to accomplishment, on the road to evolving and development, if the game of break goes against you in life, The only favor I ask of you, because in life, people don't burn out, people don't quit, and people don't underachieve because of what they do. People burn out, people quit, and people underachieve because life makes them forget why they do it. If the game or break of life go against you, don't let up. Put on more steam.
If you can dream and not make dreams your master, we all have dreams. I had it when I was younger. So I figured the best place to make those dreams come true are in isolation. So I walked into isolation as Dave the Guidance. But I walked out of isolation as Guidance. When you become a savage, it's in isolation. You go in isolation, and that's when your mind changes. That's when your focus changes. Your dedication changes. Don't use this time to fuck up your mind. Use it to gain strength. Gain focus. Isolation is the key to strengthen your mind. Come on, savage.
You have to decide to make a stand sometime in life.
I don't tell people that they're okay the way they are. No, I say, no, no, you could be way more than you are. If you're in a dark and terrible place and someone says you're okay the way you are, then you don't know what to do about that. It's
right.
No, I'm not. I'm having a terrible time and I'm hopeless. You're okay the way you are. Well, then what? That's it? That's it? That's where I am? You got 60 years to be better, and you could be way better. You could be incomparably better across multiple dimensions. And in pursuing that better, that's where you'll find the meaning in your life. And that will give you the antidote to the suffering.
The backbone that is inside of you, that is because of the will in you not to give up, not to quit, so you can desire to be more by becoming more.
No matter what's going on in your life, it's not permanent. Everything is going to change. So there's two things you can do with change. You can react to it or you can participate in it. It's gonna change anyway. So if you keep waiting around, you're gonna have to react to the change. And now you're behind. But if you participate in the change, if you know the job you have is not gonna last forever. So what you gotta start doing is you gotta start anticipating that it's going to change and just start living your life with the preparation for change.
I don't care how good you are in anything, you don't have discipline, you ain't nobody. You're nothing without discipline. Because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline. Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
I hate Plan B. Every thought that you put into Plan B, you're taking away now that thought and that energy from Plan A. I've never, ever had a Plan B. No matter what it takes, I will do the work. I will do the work over and over and over until I get it.
But you got a worldwide vision that is inside of you. You cannot settle for a localized dream and being pulled down to a generalized dream that everybody has. You're an individual for a reason. Your fingerprint is different than anybody else you know because you are an individual. The shame is that most people will put on gloves and hide their individuality and end up becoming a carbon copy of someone that failed. Because now you pick up their bad habits and you have your own. You're double the mess that you could have been. You don't need to imitate someone. You need to become you. You need to ignite what's inside of you to become what you've never seen out of anybody else.
We have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them. See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. No, no. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here, I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim.
You can think about it, you can wish for it, you can hope for it, you can think all about it all as long as you want. But unless you get out every single motherfucking day and put in the work inch by inch by motherfucking inch, you will never get there. I want you to take the word hope and I want you to throw it on the motherfucking ground and I want you to replace it with the word I will fucking do. Because that's the only chance you got.
We all live in this bubble. What you gotta do to get the life that God wants you to have, you gotta put more air in your bubble. You got to blow your bubble up. Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
I don't care if they say you look just like someone, you behave just like someone, you are unique, you are wonderfully made, you are one of a kind, handcrafted by God. I don't care if you've got disabilities, I don't care if you've had struggles in life that have tried to hold you back. What's inside of you is greater than what you've been through. You have to go and get that small child that's inside of you. You need to reconcile with it and tell it you can get up, you can go after your dreams, you're okay. I am validating you, I am not abandoning you, I'm coming back for you.
Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. Keep working, keep striving, never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.